Welcome to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast, part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm your host, Rhett McDaniel, educational technologist here at the center. The CFT is producing a special series of podcasts highlighting student projects across a variety of disciplines. In this episode, CFT Director Derek Bruff attends a poster session where he talks with Juliana Bednarski, a graduating senior majoring in psychology and philosophy, about her senior thesis detailing the use of 14 film clips to elicit 7 discrete positive emotions. We join Derek on the floor of the poster session.
So first of all, what's your name?
I'm Juliana Bednarski, graduating senior in ANS arts and sciences, psychology and philosophy major.
And you're here with your senior thesis.
Yes.
Here at the poster session. Can you tell me a little bit about your project and what you did?
It's called Eliciting 7 Discrete Positive Emotions Using Film Stimuli. I work in Leslie Kirby and Craig Smith's Emotion and Stress Laboratory, and I basically wanted to create a new emotion induction procedure for our positive emotion inductions within the lab. An emotion induction procedure could be a certain type of conversation, or what we had been using is a past experience analysis, which basically allows someone to say we wanted to elicit joy in the participant. We wanted them to feel the emotion of joy. We'd say, think clearly back to a time that you felt joy very distinctly, and then write about it for about 30 seconds. So I worked on finding, I used 14 film clips to try to elicit 7 different positive emotions: serenity, awe, joy, interest, determination, gratitude, and hope. And I basically, I hope that these films are going to be used in our labs to help us have more robust and significant elicitation procedures in the future.
Okay. So how do you know if a film clip has elicited serenity or awe?
So what we primarily look for in our analyses is discreteness. I used an emotion rating form, which is 27 different triads and dyads of emotion synonyms. So for tranquility, I believe, or serenity, it would said tranquil, relaxed, and serene. And they would rate that on a Likert scale of 1 to 7.
They would answer those same questions for all the film clips.
Film. Exactly. Okay. It was exactly the same survey.
So tell me a little bit about what will be done with these results. You mentioned kind of using some of these film clips in the future.
Yes. So we just look at how different emotions and these different discrete emotions affect you cognitively, physically, psychologically, emotionally even.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience doing this. What did this look like for you? What this was a full year project?
It was about a year and a half long. I also did a USERP, which is the Vanderbilt Undergraduate Summer Research Program here, and I worked on figuring out what film clips I wanted to use, and I ran through about 3 or 4 projects before I decided on this. So I came into the honors program about a semester late. I had decided that I didn't want to go into marketing anymore, and I wanted to be a clinical psychologist. So I know, right? So
Yeah. First
you start off with immense literature reviews. You know, what do we know about...
Who's we in this case?
We is primarily me, but it's under the direction of my professor, Leslie Kirby, and Craig Smith as well. You know, they kind of say, so if you've decided upon this as your topic, then go forth and find out as much as you can. And that's basically a literature review. So I'd use all of the psychology databases and trying to figure out what elicitation procedures have been used before. What do we know about them? What's good? What's bad? You know, just try to see where there are gaps in the literature is what we like to call them. And positive psychology, or a focus on positive emotions and positive psychological experiences, is a relatively new field. It's about 1 or 2 decades old. And we found that there was a huge gap in the literature for eliciting discrete positive emotions. Once you see where there's a question that needs to be answered, you can kind of formulate your hypothesis around, okay, so I think I could answer this question this way. No one had ever looked at this before, so we wanted to do something with films because it would be really easy to elicit the emotion of, for example, awe. We used the clips from the Planet Earth series. So, I mean, that worked really, really well, but we obviously wouldn't be able to take our participants on a ride over the mountains.
Right.
But films really allow you to be in another place, and I thought that was an exciting thing to look at. So, for first you start with a literature review, and then you write a proposal for the thesis itself. And your proposal is basically the introduction of your entire thesis. It says, what do you know about the literature review, and how are you going to answer this question? So you submit your proposal, and then you kind of go through a long, arduous process of planning, figuring out how you're actually going to do this. Usually you get IRB approval, and then you go through with your study, you collect your data, and in my case, this was just showing people the films and having them take the surveys. Mm-hmm. Collect your data, analyze your data, and then you write your thesis. You see what
that's where the statistics comes in.
Exactly. Yeah. The statistics definitely come in. I had done literature reviews before, but I had never done it in a personal way that really allowed me to think about, quote-unquote, diving into the literature itself. For a class, it had always been, see what we know about this hypothesis, see what we know about this idea or this theory, and then come up with another theory that has been proven to be a competing theory and write a paper on that. And this was more, what do you want to do? How do you want to add to the literature? So it was building upon what I had already learned in being able to conduct literature reviews, in being able to think critically about the field of psychology and what we know and what we don't know, and really imagine how I could answer the questions myself. You know, it's great. It's obviously great that it's a senior project because it allows you to kind of stand on everything you've learned before.
Good. I was going to ask you about how this connected with your past work here, but what I'm hearing from you is that in this case, you got to pick your research question, and
yes.
So that made it more interesting, more motivating,
more
perhaps?
More interesting. It's more personal. I mean, I want to go into clinical psychology, like I said, so I'm obviously very invested in this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who does choose to do an honors thesis is obviously going to be very invested. You have a wide range of flexibility in terms of the questions that you're allowed to ask within your lab's specific area of research.
Sure.
So I couldn't go into an anxiety lab or a neuroscience lab and do the same project that I did. They wouldn't have any interest in having that question answered, and that wouldn't be the focus of their actual research program. So in selecting the lab that you want to work in, you're kind of understanding what is the area of psychology that you want to focus on the most. And for me, it's social, personality, and emotion, fundamental interpersonal psychology than cognitive psychology or neuroscience.
What are your plans for post-graduation, and what do you think you've learned through this process that will help you in your future endeavors?
Okay, so my plans for post-graduation, I want to have about a 2 to 4 year period of working as a research assistant in various laboratories. I really want to be able to know my way around research methodology, have a research mindset that is immensely specific to my own goals and desires. I want to know the questions that I want to answer and how I want to fit into the field of psychology. And then having this thesis has been more helpful than I can possibly imagine in terms of all of the interviews. They want to know, you know, what was my thesis about? They're really interested in the fact that I wanted to do an honors thesis, that I've just completed it, that I've defended it successfully, and they really want to. They want to see how I've begun on the path that I say I'm going. You know, it's not only can I say that I want to get into graduate school and that I'm interested in doing research, but that I've done, even a preliminary amount of research from my own perspective, from my own volition, and you know, while I was in undergraduate, that I took this initiative. So they're interested in the fact that it's a kind of validating for everything that I say, and that I can think critically about research questions, and that I had the ability to finish the thesis really shows them that I'm serious about what I say. And a lot of it is in research jobs. It's, do you understand how to conduct a literature review? How do you feel about running participants? Are you comfortable in a research environment? So I can say yes, and confidently say yes to all of them, and actually doing and kind of putting a bow on my project and writing the thesis, doing all of the statistics, really looking at the data, allowed me to really feel comfortable in a lot of what I had been able to say previously. The entire thesis has really just given me a platform to stand on, and I can also imagine that I had an idea when I went into the honors program that I did want to go into clinical psych, and that that if I had done this thesis, I probably would have completed it had I not liked it anyways, but if I had really disliked the entire research process, I could have turned it around and said, maybe research isn't for me, maybe graduate school isn't for me. So this really allowed me to kind of straddle the graduate and undergraduate worlds at once.
Yeah, to get a taste of what this work might be.
Exactly.
You found out you do indeed like it.
Exactly. And but you know, it's like if I hadn't liked it, that would have also said something else. You know, you should think about a different career, etc.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
That was Juliana Bednarski talking about her senior thesis project. You can view the show notes, as well as leave comments or questions about this episode by visiting cft.vanderbilt.edu/blog/podcasts. If you'd like to share your thoughts, we encourage you to stop by our website and join the discussion. Vanderbilt instructors are also welcome to call the Center for Teaching at 322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a CFT teaching consultant to talk about ways you can incorporate student projects in your class. Thanks for listening to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. I've been your host, Rhett McDaniel.